We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Folks, I absolutely love Deshaun Watson. Love him to death. Love the person he is. Love the player he is. Exploded onto the NFL scene before tearing his ACL in his rookie year. And we've seen it time and time again in the National Football League. Players, for one reason or another, have a bit of a sophomore slump. Now, Deshaun Watson was good enough last year to lead the Texans to an 11-5 record. And I think the reason for, if there was any said slump, it had a lot to do with the Texans having the worst offensive line in the league. But, you know, and the players really care about this stuff. The Madden ratings are out yesterday, and Deshaun Watson only gets an 82. And his former teammate, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, hops on Twitter and says, "Deshaun Watson an 82? Are you kidding me?" So I don't know. It seems like the rest of the league isn't as bullish on Deshaun Watson as I am. Joining us to talk about Deshaun and the inordinate number of players on this team from Clemson and South Carolina is a good friend of mine, is one of the nicest guys in the business. For my money, he's the best beat reporter in the country. And oh, by the way, is one heck of an actor. He's appeared in The Longest Yard, Disney's Game Plan, the movie Secretariat, and also Cook County. My friend John McClain joins us right now on the show. John, it seems like only yesterday we were sitting out at Little Woodrow's on a hot summer day for an entire afternoon show on Sports Radio 610. Great to catch up with you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing real well, John. Doing really well, and happy to have you on with us. So John, so many players from the state of South Carolina. I had a listener from me make the connection with former owner Bob McClain, graduate of SC, lived in the Spartanburg area. And then, so lo and behold, you look up, and so many players from this state on the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson, year two. What are the how is the city feeling about Deshaun Watson right now, heading into year three of his career?
Well, first of all, Mark, Bob McNair had nothing to do with that. They draft guys from South Carolina and Clemson because they think they're the best players, and all those guys on their team are really good. Mm-hmm. And with DeAndre, I don't give a hoot about Madden ratings. I've been covering the NFL since 1977 and following it since I was a kid in 1960. And I know what I see. And I wrote a column 2 weeks ago that I believe after this season, people around the NFL will know what we know, that Deshaun Watson's an elite quarterback who should be ranked right up among the top. And I'll point out, this is his third season, his second full season as a starter. In his starts, they averaged 27 points a game, top five in the league. Last year, despite being sacked 62 times, knocked down another 132, and a lot of those were his fault for holding the ball too long. Playing with a collapsed lung and a broken rib, he still accounted for 31 touchdowns, including 26 passing. His rating of 103 was sixth in the league. His average per attempt of 8.2 was tied for fifth in the league. He's the only quarterback in NFL history, Mark, to throw for at least 4,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, and rush for at least 500 yards and 5 touchdowns. And he only had 9 interceptions, and a couple of those were ricochets, despite all those limitations I just went over. And he missed his second and third receivers, Will Fuller and Kiki QT, for 19 games total. He had two rookie tight ends in Jordan Thomas and Jordan Akins. His starting running back, Lamar Miller, missed 2.5 games. His backup running back, Deontay Foreman, didn't do squat coming back from Achilles surgery. So it was him and Hopkins two Clemson guys basically on their offense. Now, they used first and second round picks on offensive tackles. They took a chance on Matt Khalil 2 years ago. He started 17 games with Panthers last year. He didn't play. They've got everybody healthy now. Lamar Miller's in the last year of his contract, should be motivated. Deontay Foreman looks great. So if all those things are just a little bit better, I think Watson is going to be great and the offense is going to be prolific.
John McClain joining us here on the show. John, so we look at this division, right? And it's a division that's gotten a lot better. The Jacksonville adds Nick Foles. Tennessee's made upgrades on their lines. The Indianapolis Colts are the trendy pick. I've seen some having them going all the way to the Super Bowl this year. What are your expectations for the Texans' performance this year? I've seen a mixed bag of differing opinions all across the country.
They play a first-place schedule that is very difficult, but difficult for the defense, not the offense. They play 8 of the top 10 offenses. Their quarterbacks over the first 7 weeks, let me think right quick, Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, I can't remember who the sixth one is, and then Derek Carr is the seventh one. And over the second half, it's easier, and they only play Andrew Luck twice and Tom Brady once. So they're going against some prolific offenses, but they're also going against some defenses that aren't. Oh, Patrick Mahomes, I could overlook the MVP. He's also in the first six. And so if they can tread water there and be maybe 4-3 after that stretch to get down to the end of the season, they get Tennessee twice and Tampa once. And I think I'm picking Indianapolis to win the division, Texans to get a wild card. Their front seven's good. Their secondary suspect. And the key, of course, is Watson. A.J. McCarron is his backup. Last year, Brandon Whedon played one play. They hope McCarron doesn't have to play one play because they want Watson to go the distance.
John McClain, for my money, the best beat writer in the country, has covered the Texans for the Houston Chronicle as long as they've been in existence. Also, a noteworthy actor, has appeared in The Longest Yard, Secretariat, and Cook County, joining us here on the show this afternoon. Has Jadeveon Clowney earned the long-term contract he's not getting?
Depends on how much money he wants. They're not going to pay Clowney as a premier pass rusher because he's not a premier pass rusher. He is a great against the run. He's good against the pass. He's never had 10 sacks. But you're not going to get paid. If you're an outside player in a 3-4 or defensive end in a 4-3, and he does both, they're not going to pay him like an elite pass rusher. Now, if he wanted money like Trey Flowers signed with Detroit, $90 million, they do that. They give him $100 million, but they're not giving him $105 million up because he's got to be a premier pass rusher to be paid like one. They get him this year on a franchise tag of $15.9 million. He's filed a grievance to be classified as a defensive end, which would give him another $1.8 million. The NFLPA and the NFL Management Council will go over every play and see where he lined up and make that determination at some point. As a franchise player, we knew he wasn't going to sign a long-term deal. I've been saying it for a year since he turned down a deal before camp last year. So he needs to have a great year as a pass rusher and force them to step up and pay him like one.
John McClain joining us. John, DJ Reader at defensive tackle. Here's a player that's really coming into his own, is not as well known on the national scene, but in the AFC South, they sure know his name. They sure know who he is. And he's a guy that frees things up a lot for the likes of J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. What kind of impact do you see from DJ this year? Could this be a breakout season?
DJ is going to get a contract extension before the season, I believe. Fifth-round pick. He started 10 games at defensive end, 6 at nose tackle in a 3-man front. They love the guy, great teammate, great, great guy. And a good quote, too. We all in the media love DJ Reader, and I think he'll be very happy after he signs an extension. I believe he'll get it before they start. Once they start, they don't sign players to extensions. Another guy I'd like to point out from South Carolina, Rock Hill, Jonathan Joseph, 35 years old, has been in the NFL since 2006, has been in with the Texans since 2011. Jonathan is back to start at cornerback, came off a pretty good year, and one of my all-time favorite players. And I believe whenever Jonathan finally retires, he'll go straight to the Texans front office or coaching staff, and they'll never let him leave Houston.
Yeah, and he's just been such a leader in that secondary, a secondary that now loses the Honey Badger heading into that season. That secondary to you, John, I mean, is it still the problem area on that defense, or do you think they've made some progress?
They brought in a lot of new players. The only DB they made an offer to that left was Matthew, and he got that incredible deal from Kansas City. And they didn't make an offer to Kareem Jackson. He went to Denver. Kevin Johnson, he went to Buffalo. And they signed Bradley Roby of Denver, 1 year, $10 million. He saw the kind of money Tyrann Mathieu got after signing 1 year, $7 million. So he should be highly motivated at corner. Tashawn Gibson from Jacksonville started every game last 2 years. And Jahlil Adaiye from the Chargers started every game the last 2 years. They're the second and third safeties behind Justin Reed, who is going to be a star. He was a third-round pick last year, Mark, and he really stood out, big play kid. So they got a lot of changes. Second-round pick Lonnie Johnson from Kentucky got hurt in off-season program, didn't do much, nothing getting in. The only best way to get in a coach's doghouse, come back out of shape. Number two is be a rookie who's hurt.
You can't do that. Can't make the club in the tub, they say. John, what – DeAndre Hopkins, to me, is bar none the best receiver in the NFL today. Dropped zero passes last year. I can't remember who it was, but it was on ESPN's NFL Live. One of their guys ranked his top five wide receivers and didn't have DeAndre Hopkins in it. Almost fell out of my chair. No, he doesn't have the blazing speed. So what is it about him? If you were describing the positive traits of DeAndre Hopkins to somebody that couldn't fully understand how a player that's more, you know, more average speed among wide receivers, what makes him who he is on the field, John?
Mark, when he came out of Clemson and the Texans picked, I like 27th. I actually got that pick right in my mock draft because I knew how much Gary Kubiak liked him, and the general manager Rick Smith. Then they didn't put the big emphasis on speed. And they'll tell you how hard he works, how durable he is. He's only missed one game in his career. Some wide receivers get shampoo in their eyes, and they sit out for 6 months. DeAndre plays. He plays healthy. He plays hard. He gets double-teamed. He's got great hands. He's got big hands. Yeah, he was a good basketball, great basketball player in high school, and he was a good basketball player at Clemson until he went football full-time. And he still thinks he could have made it big time as a basketball player. He's got great hands. He fights for the ball. He has a tremendous catch radius, unbelievable concentration when the ball's in the air. He thinks every ball should be his. I've said before, Mark, and I'm not exaggerating, and I've told him this, I almost like watching him not catch a pass better than I do other players catching passes, because of there's so many players around him, and he still had an incredible season last year, and they expect him to again this season.
He's an incredible player. He's an incredible player, and he's an incredible beat writer. John McClain from the Houston Chronicle updating us on the Clemson and South Carolina players that play for the Houston Texans. John, it's been too long, but I really appreciate catching up with you, buddy. Thank you so very much. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll be sure to circle back with you again when we get going here, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate all the kind words. Anytime you need an update on those South Carolina guys, you just let me know.
Definitely. John McClain, Houston Chronicle, Houston, Texas. You know, one of the examples that I share with you that, like, a lot of times I've found in the sports media business, some of the most famous people are some of the nicest people. Some of the people that are trying to climb the ladder and they don't yet have a name are some of the rudest people. John McClain has 140,000 followers on Twitter, folks. He's been in four major movies. Producers call him to try to get him to appear in movies, right? Because he so fits the image. He can be like the funny media guy. He can play a funny coach. And he's in Secretariat. He's in The Longest Yard. He has roles where you see him and he's not an extra, right? So and he's always so kind with his time. He's an institution in Houston. Like if you ask anybody in Houston, name the top five media members in Houston, he's number one on everybody's list. And yet you text him, and here's what he said to me when I texted him yesterday. He's like, Mark, I have commitments media-wise until 2:45 your time. If that's okay with you, we can do that. If not, I'd be happy to do any other day and time that's right for you. And I said, hey, man, how about 3? Let's roll it at 3. We'll push the top 3 at 3 back one segment, and we'll roll with you. An update on the Gamecocks and Clemson Tigers playing for the Houston Texans in the National Football League. All right, coming up next, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, the top 3 at 3 is coming your way. My name is Mark Ryan, and you are locked and loaded to the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. You know, like I love those of you who have been supportive of the show. I also respect those of you, whether you love or hate the show, I respect that you're interacting with the show. I really do. But there comes a point when if someone isn't being constructive anymore, right, and their only purpose for being in your life is to throw stones, that you end that relationship, right? And that is the case for my dear friend Alan Wood in South Carolina. That is his Twitter handle, at Raw in South Carolina. Okay, so Lonzo, listen to this guy. I tweet earlier today, right? I watch these mindless entertainment reality shows, Bachelor, Bachelorette, etc. They entertain me. But can you even imagine the anxiety you'd feel if you had not your finest moment and then 3 months from that day, they're going to air that and you have to know, you have to wait knowing that your not finest moment is going to be on national TV and America will be on your butt 3 months from that day? So anyway, Alan Woods writes, kind of like being in the band in high school and college. You thought it was cool then, but now we're pointing and laughing at you. This dude, like, it's unbelievable how much this guy dislikes me. He was telling people the other day that he doesn't, like, any business that he hears me talk about, he will not go to that business on the show. So you know what we do with people like that? We highlight Alan Woods in South Carolina. We click the little settings button. We click the little block button. And then we click block Raw in South Carolina. And then Alan Wood in South Carolina goes poof. Goodbye, Alan. Learn to be constructive. Learn to be constructive, sir. That's what you got to do. You know, listen, you can have fun, you can poke fun, you can argue with the point, but the second somebody is no longer constructive and is just hurling hate, you've lost me. So Alan Wood in South Carolina, you, sir, have earned the block. It is time for the Moe's Southwest Grill top 3 at 3, which begins right now. All right, at number 3, the most beloved teams in our area. Lonzo and I have given our lists today, the top 10 most beloved teams in our area. Here's mine, okay? And loose criteria, but in my mind it was, you know, the teams that the most number of people love in our area. My guess, okay, 10 Atlanta United soccer team, 9 the Swamp Rabbits, 8 Wofford, 7 the Greenville Drive, 6 the Atlanta Falcons, 5 Furman University, 4 the Carolina Panthers, 3 the Atlanta Braves, 2 South Carolina, and 1 Clemson. Okay, that's my list. Now, Lonzo had 4 or 5 high schools in his list. I think Burns High School was an oversight on my part, not thinking of putting a high school in there. But again, if you're looking at, you know, who the most people love, the teams that the most people love, wouldn't even the most popular high schools in the area only have 3, 4, 5,000 people who love them or more?
Sounds like you're making excuses for why you left them off
you,
the list.
Dude, you had high schools ahead of the Carolina Panthers in terms of popularity here. I bet you in the upstate, the Carolina Panthers have at least 100,000 fans. There isn't one high school that has 100,000 fans here. Not one, not even close.
You speak of things that you don't know of because you haven't been here during high school season. Time next year you'll be singing a different
tune. Listen, I think high school football is probably popular, but I also believe that there isn't a high school on earth that has 100,000 fans, Lonzo. Come on, man. Come on. That makes absolutely no sense. So,
write better questions.
How did we do on our list? On my list of the most loved teams in the upstate. Did I hit it out of the park? Did I swing or miss? I would love your thoughts, your feedback on that. Lonzo doesn't like my list. Lonzo doesn't like any list that doesn't look exactly like his list. All right, let's keep it going with number 2. At number 2 today, the Longhorns, in something that I think is really kind of cool, the Big 12 is not going to penalize opposing teams when they give the Longhorns down sign. So, you know, the Longhorns have this little hand symbol, right, where they make the bowl with their hands, and I'm doing it right now, and the little horns up sign. When you score a touchdown against the Longhorns, you do the horns down, and that's drawn an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in recent years. Well, the Big 12 is going to soften that a little bit. You know, the NFL, all these leagues, they take cues from the NFL, and the NFL softened the rules on celebrations. Now you are able to celebrate. And is college going the same way? First things first, I think this is just the loosening of these rules is great for sports. I think you guys know how I feel. We are way, way, way too sensitive. We have become way too sensitive a society. I saw that on the front lines when I was a teacher. You had to pass every single kid, even if they weren't doing any work. The kids knew there was nothing you could do to punish them. Fortune 500 company CEOs say today that the kids coming out of college today have never been more technologically skilled, and they've never been more communication-wise deficient. They've never been more deficient from a communication standpoint is a better way to say that, right? And that they've never been more deficient in terms of conflict resolution and problem solving. And it's reasons like this. It's coddling kids. It's not, you know, having them learn the feelings that you have and how to deal with someone running smack in your face. I get that on a daily basis here in the show, and I love it. And I feel like I'm better equipped to deal with it. So my question to you as a parent, how are you combating the softness of society today? What do you do to ensure that the kids, the children that you're raising, do not end up like the description of what we're hearing from the Fortune 500 company CEOs? I think this new rule by the Big 12 that they're not going to penalize the trash talking, the horns down on Texas, that's a great start on what we need to do, but we need so much more. And finally, a fun couple of lists on the show today. I managed to rank the coaches in the SEC based on their intelligence level. Okay, my feeling as to their level of intelligence. Not football intelligence, just smart or dumb. And I realize, you know, look, it might be a hurtful topic to some. It's hurtful if you don't fare particularly well on this list. But I've got to be honest with you. Those are the two. I owe you two things on this show: to be as honest with you as I possibly can, and to work as hard as I can on the show. So without further ado, my ranking of SEC coach intelligence. Okay? Number one, Nick Saban. Number two, Jimbo Fisher. Number three, Dan Mullen. Number four, Kirby Smart. Fits the name. Number five, Gus Malzahn at Auburn. Number six, Mark Stoops at Kentucky. Beat South Carolina 5 years in a row. Number seven, Ed Orgeron, LSU. Middle of the pack, but he's been rising. I got to be honest with you. He's rising. He's showing me something. Number eight, Barry Odom, Missouri. If you're not ready to play Missouri, you go home with the L, as Florida has every single time they've traveled to Columbia, Missouri. Number nine, Will Muschamp. Look, I'd like to rank him higher. You got to show that you're smart enough to win in the SEC. You've got the recruits now. You've got the facilities now. It's put up or shut up time. Can you outfox, outthink, outwit, outlast, outplay the other teams in the SEC in front of you? Show me you're smarter than number nine, Will Muschamp, and you will move up the list. Number 10, Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee. Everyone has Tennessee like as a top 25 team this year, and I don't understand that at all. Based on what? Number 11, Joe Moorhead, Mississippi State, underachieved last year with a star-studded lineup. Number 12, Derek Mason. Has moved the needle slightly in Vanderbilt, but they're in for a down year this year. Number 13, Chad Morris. Let's be honest, last year's first season in Arkansas was a total failure for the former Clemson Tiger. And number 14, Matt Luke, the little engine that could guy who got his dream job and is running Ole Miss right into the ground. My list ranking the SEC coaches based on their intelligence, something I think you'll hear almost no other host do. I'll also be posting this on Twitter if you'd like to see it, at Mark Ryan on Air. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do any number of ways on the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. The text line is there for you. It's 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. You can get to us on Twitter, where I've shown you we will read your tweets on the air as long as you are following us at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on Air, M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word. And you can also email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Okay, your thoughts on the top three at three today and so much more coming your way. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, it's ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. Super Tuesday edition of the show. Lots of good stuff to get to still between now and the end of the show, including some of your texts that I haven't yet been able to get to. Appreciate so much that you guys are filling up the text line, filling up my Twitter timeline each and every day. You know, we've branded this as the most interactive sports show in South Carolina, but me saying that only goes so far. The fact that you guys have taken part in that and helped it blow up is something I'm really, really, really appreciative of. I really, really am. Okay, Mark, anyone making a most popular team sports team list in this area and placing any soccer team within that top 10 is completely wrong. There's bigger fan bases of other NFL teams within our area that are much more popular than any soccer team, probably other franchises too. Lakers, Yankees, Red Sox, Cowboys, Patriots, Steelers are all more popular in this area than any soccer franchise or team. What about a high school franchise or team, man. Come on. And mind you, I think the Greenville Triumph, they're brand new. That's the only reason they didn't crack the top 10. But they're averaging 3,000 fans a game, per game. Okay, per game. They're close to getting on that list as well. It was them or Atlanta United. And Atlanta United, given the history there, got the narrow, narrow edge. Another texter says, Mark, your list is much more accurate than Lonzo's. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Like you said, high school teams have much smaller following than the Braves or Panthers, no matter how popular they are. The upstate is too big of an area for that not to be the case. Completely and totally agree. I think Lonzo's talking about the level of passion that those fan bases have.
Here's the problem, okay? And I'm not being too hypercritical. You said love. You did not. You put in all these stipulations afterwards. It's a very short little thing that describes what you want. And then because I don't come up with what you think I should have come up with, then you change the stats and everything to try and make me look bad, and it just doesn't work.
Who are the most loved teams? Who are the most loved teams in the area?
Right, that's it. No, stop there.
Lonzo thinks five high schools are more loved than the Carolina Panthers.
And there's four on the list, not five. I don't know where you got the fifth one.
Lonzo thinks five high schools are more loved than the Atlanta Falcons in the area. Than one high school he had above all teams in popularity, not named Clemson or South Carolina.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is my opinion. That's his opinion. I've been here almost 23 years. He's been here 6 months. Why is his opinion even matter on this? I don't know.
Well, like you said, people who also have been here said my list is much more accurate.
So you're picking and choosing the text line. I know how you do that.
I read the texts that come in.
I'm blocking that texter.
I'm blocking that texter. Okay.
You disagree with me, I'm blocking you, texter.
Okay. He's blocking you. I'll only block you if you say mean, hateful things and throw sharp, pointy objects on me. That's the only time you get blocked from yours truly.
How have I not been blocked yet?
By me? It was a joke. Who is saying you haven't been?
It was a joke.
Maybe you have been blocked already.
No, I haven't been.
Maybe you have. I don't know. Okay. So, guys, this is hilarious, and it's really cracking me up. NFL players are going nuts about these Madden rankings. We touched on this. We broached this subject yesterday, but they're going absolutely positively insane right now. They're going nuts. And listen, for example, to Keenan Allen, wide receiver of the San Diego Chargers. Now, they ranked him 89. Typically in that game, the elite players in the sport, They're ranked 90 or above, and they rank Keenan Allen 89. And let's just say that Keenan Allen, I mean, look at his face, Lonzo. The dude doesn't look very happy, right? The dude isn't very happy. Here's Keenan Allen on his very good 89 rating that I think, if anything, he might be a little bit overrated. He knows each and every number of his ratings, and he's not even looking at them. DeMarcus Lawrence of the Dallas Cowboys says, hold up, you're not just going to put disrespect on me with an 89 like that and get away with it. Put some respect on my name. Until then, Cowboys Nation is on strike. Cowboys Nation, show them we ain't playing, bruh. Takarist McKinley of the Falcons says, 78. LOL, I can't be that weak. Kyle Van Noy says, good thing I don't play Madden or I'd be mad at my 77 rating. Eric Ebron, tight end, says, Madden on that bull bleep, I see. And then there's one guy who's happy with this thing, and it's Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen Ramsey, all he did was post the list of the top cornerbacks because he's number one. He's the number one rated cornerback in the NFL. In a league where the cornerback position has just become so darn important, Jalen Ramsey, number one with a 96. Stephon Gilmore, Gamecock, for the Patriots, number two with a 94. Richard Sherman still? I'm telling you, man, Madden rates the veterans too highly. They let them gravy train based on past success. Luke Kuechly got a 98. Patrick Peterson with a 92, and Byron Jones of the Dallas Cowboys with a 91 as well. So there you go. The players in Madden, none too pleased with what they're rated right now. And you can't blame them. I mean, these guys play the game. And if they're stuck with a bad rating, they're going to be pissed about that for the entire year. For the entire year, they're going to be ticked about that, right? So be that as it may, those are your numbers for Madden. And Madden, you know, I talk about it because I think sports radio should kind of skew younger. And I think a lot of our listeners play Madden, right? By the way, the best four players in the game all have a 99. Aaron Donald, Los Angeles Rams. Khalil Mack, the best linebacker in football today. DeAndre Hopkins, Clemson Tiger. Go Tigers, best receiver in the game for the Houston Texans. And Bobby Wagner, Seattle Seahawks, middle linebacker, the best four players in Madden. Madden is a cultural phenomenon. Can we please get our college football game back? For crying out loud, it's been 6 years already. Can we please get our college football game back? People are starting to talk that it may be closer than some might think, especially if players can begin to profit on their likeness. Okay, the best thing we heard today is coming your way next. Some real, real good done in the community by a Clemson Tiger. I'll give you that story next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be in Charlotte for the first time ever tomorrow. Never been to the city. Excited about it. What should I do? What should I see after the show ends there? Like, what would you do? Do you have a favorite place to eat in Charlotte? Any favorite sights, scenes that I need to check out? Would love that, man. Would love that. Been meaning to get down there. I'm surprised I've been here 6 months and I haven't been down there yet been up there. Yeah, I mean, it's a figure of speech, Lonzo. Figure of speech. I speak not so much in literal terms a lot of times. I want to get to this because this is a touching thing, and normally we'll play like a clip for the best thing we heard today. But this is an article, and I wanted to share it with you to highlight some of the great things that are being done in our community and by some former Clemson Tigers. Shaq Lawson, Buffalo Bills defensive end and former Clemson football player, will pay for the funeral of Janiah Scott, an 11-year-old who was fatally shot this week at her home in Anderson. Lawson grew up in Central. What is Central, Lonzo? What does that mean? Grew up in Central.
It's a city here in South Carolina.
So the city's called Central?
Yes.
Okay. About 20 miles north of Anderson. Read reports about the little girl's death and felt compelled to do something. He said, it could have been my little sister. I've got a little sister around that age, and it could have been one of my family members. And it's just an incredibly tragic situation. We don't know much about what took place here. But Janiah's uncle, Fred Rice, first announced that Lawson would pay for her funeral when Rice spoke at a vigil for the little girl on Wednesday evening. Janiah was fatally wounded after someone shot at her home more than 35 times at 1:30 a.m. Sunday, according to police. A bullet went through her right shoulder and severed her subclavian artery, causing her to quickly lose tremendous amounts of blood, according to the Anderson County coroner. The little girl who dreamed of going to college and becoming a cosmetologist died in the emergency room at AnMed Health Medical Center. Just so tragic. And like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if these crimes happen because the perpetrators know somebody in the house that they want to get even with, or I don't know if it's completely random. But for an innocent little girl to lose her life over that is just... Those are the kind of things to me. I read those articles. I don't know how they affect you guys, but that kind of thing stays with me, you know, for a few days. And I'll think about it kind of over and over and over again and how senseless it was and why did it have to happen. But you know what? Shaq Lawson, for him to step up in the time of need for Janiah Scott's family, big on you, man. Good on you. Super proud of you. Gosh, just it's hard not to be emotionally moved and a little bit shaken when you hear a story like that. But Shaq Lawson doing good in the community, as many Clemson Tigers do. You know, I met a lot of them at the spring game. Very polite, very cordial. It's part of the family culture that they have there. Hey, if no one's told you, I think Dabo's onto a little something there at Clemson, you know? At the ACC Media Days, ACC kickoff tomorrow. Can't wait. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.